Yeah, press that record button, baby.
Let's have it right. You're trying to mug me off.
If you push play, you know what I mean? My ears will hear it.
What I want to know is, what makes you think you can come in here and mug me off in front of my pals?
Am I turn this off or what?
No, let it go.
Leave the music running. We're recording.
Well, man. I don't even know how it's on.
Wait, it's recording now?
Yeah, recording.
We're all right. We're in. This is the mug off, baby.
I think it's shit that they make, like, when you win, like, a championship now in, like, team sports, you have to go back to the locker room and, like, put these giant ski goggles on and then you can shake the champagne.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Oh, it's kind of PC culture gone too
far. How many guys have we lost to that we've issued
their eyes sting a little bit.
Yeah. Like, who's lost their
Wait, is it from the champagne or from the bottle?
I think,
like,
the bottle.
From the cork.
From the cork.
When they're spraying it.
Yeah. I think both, though, like, because they're, you know, it's jubilation.
Wow.
But apparently, yeah, you got to wear it. Like, so everyone's wearing these giant-ass ski goggles.
It'd be so funny to get taken out by the cork.
Yeah.
You just won a championship, and now you got to get straight to the hospital.
Oh, God, we're not going to be able to defend our title.
We're rolling.
We're in.
Get into it. We got a welcome to the mug off. We got a very special guest in a Bratz World Tour t-shirt. The one and the only Danielle Walker. How are you?
Oh, thank you.
Fuck yeah. Thanks for coming back, Danielle.
Where did the Bratz tour?
I think just all over.
It was a world tour. Every country.
Minor markets, major markets.
Yeah.
I think technically if you buy a doll, that's the tour because they are dolls, right?
Yeah.
So you could find them in every corner of the globe.
They're like Jared from Subway. They're just perpetually on the move, you know?
Yeah.
just showing up everywhere.
Well, I think he's the opposite. He's perpetually in one place. Yeah.
Like, now he
can't move.
Have you watched the doco recently?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It doesn't feel like a goal you could aim to be ever. Like, that's not a career path.
What do you mean, being fat and skinny and then a pedophile?
And then
a brand spokesman then turned pedophile?
Well, I was just thinking without the pedophile to...
you're going to have to be a pedophile at some stage in the evolution. I mean, that's kind of the main step.
It's par for course, really.
Do you reckon he really did that just eating Subway? There's no way, right? There's so much sugar in that bread.
I think, like,
I heard he didn't have cheese or mayonnaise.
Yeah, right.
If you're just eating that.
The salad roll.
Yeah. Well, so he was a big fat fuck before that. Just eating some lettuce probably.
Yeah.
He's just started dripping off him.
And he never looked like proper skin or fit, skinny or fit. Like, he still kind of looked like he just wasn't like 300, 400, however big he was, you know?
Yeah, he never became a heartthrob to these
kids. He's in it for the wrong reasons, but he's trying to slim down to chase the little fellas around.
Yeah.
Fucking not right, you know?
But maybe that's like he had no interest and then like he got kind of famous and popular and these kids are just throwing themselves. How do you say no, you know? Like, maybe that's the...
Well, there's just, that for sure.
Just playing devil's advocate here.
Yeah. Devil's avocado. Some of these little fucks.
It is a pretty good doco, but I've been rewatching The Sopranos again still.
Oh,
so
yeah. Sure. I got to redo it with Monica, her first viewing. That's just so much fun.
Nice.
You forget how fucking funny it is.
It is. There is a lot of good laughs in there.
Yeah.
Well, they did that thing where they wrote, like, it's not a funny show, but the characters are all hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, which is such a great, like, thing for the show.
Even the grim stuff, like Chris sitting on the fucking dog and shit.
Yeah, it's all.
What the fuck? It's just so funny.
Yeah. I always think about that Paulie scene with the... with the fucking seance or whatever. He just grabs the chair and just fucking queers. It's like every time I throw something into my bin, I'm like, fucking queers.
I haven't seen this one.
Okay, sorry. Sorry.
So I'm like...
Yeah.
But then I didn't want you to think that I was just being quiet while you were yelling fucking queers. It's because I don't get the reference. It's not... I'm absolutely fine with you yelling fucking queers.
And that's why we have you on, Danielle.
Back in the 90s, before the Bratz had even thought of a world tour,
show. It's like the true meaning of the word queer, like strange or whatever. Like my auntie uses it like that. Like, she'll be like, he's queer, that bloke.
My
I'm like,
dad
what do you mean? He's got a wife and
my
kids.
Dad uses it for women. He's like, oh, the queer one over there.
And does he mean like the pixie-haired girl with like blue
No, he
hair?
Just means the
he
wife.
He doesn't understand women.
Well, they fuck blokes, so they got to be queer.
Like in his head, it's like, yeah.
Sure.
You fuck another bloke, you're queer.
Way to go, skull.
Yeah, good on your skull. I've been thinking about this a lot lately because I loved having you on before. I love having a fellow country head.
Thank you.
To run some ideas by you. And I'm interested in this. When you were growing up, were you picking up hitchhikers?
No.
You weren't?
No.
But were there hitchhikers around?
No. Oh, actually, there would be sometimes at Tulakia.
Yeah.
On the corner there. But I was told we weren't allowed to pick them
you
up.
You weren't allowed to pick them up.
Well, that's also, I don't actually think we didn't have any spare seats in the car because there were five of us in the family.
Yep.
All the seats.
What about you? Hitchhiked a couple of times.
Did it work?
Who's picking you up?
It was in
yeah.
I was when I was a teenager. Yeah. So I was okay. A kid, me and my mate. One dude we got in, he's drinking Tallies as his job. And I was like, my mate, he was like, he's like, dude, we'll just hitchhike. I'm like, it's like a half hour walk. Who cares? He's like, fuck that, I'm not doing that. So we're just getting in cars with strangers.
Yep.
Man, did
yeah, it was
any
nuts.
Of it...
I wasn't comfortable about it, but I still did it.
Yeah, so
if your mate's got a stranger's car, would
that's
you?
That's funny because the other my dad used to pick him up all the time, which I think is a lot of the reason I have anxiety now as an adult. Because it was always like as a child, he would just pick these weirdos up, and he too would be drinking a toilet.
Did he pick up Duggan and his mate?
There is a correlation. So if you're already drinking, like, oh, fucking get a little mate, give him a beer.
Yeah,
but, actually, sorry, you continue. I've just had a memory that I forgot. Existed.
Love it. But the we had there I remember there's this one guy got it was always like weird cunts like hitchhikers always want to give you advice but they're like the last people you'd ever take.
You don't even have a car, man.
Yeah, dude, like you know, you lose your thumb, that's you fucked, you know. And they're always missing something, you know, like they're just never complete.
The home, the ride.
they're never complete package. And this guy got in there two memorable ones I remember very clearly. There was a guy who got in. And he was sitting in the front, and I was like in the back. I was like actually, I was in the middle of the ute in the little kid seat sort of thing. Yep. Not even a seatbelt, I think, or maybe one that went like that.
Yeah.
And he's just sitting next to me, and then dad's like, "Oh yeah, how's your day going?" or whatever. And he goes, "Man, all the fucking people at Payless Shoes in Windsor are assholes."
And we're off. That'd be awesome.
And then I looked down and he didn't have any shoes on and his feet were like black from like not wearing shoes in forever. And I was like, did you just try and go in and be like, can I just buy, you know, try some
can
shoes
I borrow
on?
Borrow some socks.
Yeah.
Can I put some shoes on, try on a different sizes, you know, bring their value down to zero immediately?
Awesome.
Just
but
crazy.
But they have socks at those places. You can...
They do, but if you show up without shoes or socks, I don't know if they're going to give
you. Sure.
Well, like, the socks are shit anyway. Yeah. You're going to get, like, something bad from the sock anyway.
Yeah, you'll get tinny or something at the very least. But also, you think a guy who runs a Payless Shoes sees this guy and is like, jackpot.
Yeah. You know,
there's a sale.
Big time. That's
it's fucking grim.
I think he's right. I reckon the people at Payless Shoes Windsor are
assholes.
Yeah.
You don't really see hitchhikers that much anymore, huh?
Yeah, but do you
not
remember
since
like
Wolf Creek?
Because you guys have both been out to my property. There's that stretch from like where there's the town sort of thing to where I live, which is just nothing. There's nothing there. It's like a servo. But you'd always get people along the flats where all the farms are.
Yeah.
So they'd hitchhike in and out kind of thing. And he'd always just.
I mean,
up.
I used to see him all the time as a kid.
Yeah, well, it's a funny life because a lot of them are like the perpetrators and victims of murder.
Yeah.
So they're like on both sides of the equation, you know. So it's like you could either be killed or you're going to kill someone, you know.
Yeah, I feel like I was always told we don't pick them up because they could
they could kill you.
Yeah.
But then a lot of times they're getting killed, you know. Ivan Milat's knocking them off, and like they're going missing and shit.
Or like that Kai from Dogtown, dude.
Exactly. Yeah, like exactly. He fucking hatcheted cunts.
He hatcheted guys or whatever.
That was a great doco speaker.
And he was a hero for it. Do you remember that
story?
Did you
see that guy? You would love that, dude.
What hatchet?
He had a hatchet in him on his package or like, you know, in his back, his rucksack or whatever. He was just like a drifter.
The guy from the US?
Yeah.
He went viral for like a real funny interview on the news.
Yeah.
And he was just kind of a drunk, right?
I think he was dealing with some stuff.
Yeah.
But he was like so excited about it. He was like, oh, just
smash.
Fucking smash. Yeah, he like added the fucking before the last smash. It was like awesome. They wanted to give him like a
he's on Kimmel or something?
Yeah, he did Kimmel and he's like so drunk. Apparently he was like, have you seen that documentary? It's on Netflix. It's awesome.
Yeah, he was like, a real dick. Yeah. Like at these like shows that he was doing, huh?
Yeah, they wanted to get him on like a like the Kardashian people wanted to like make a fucking reality series about him. It's about an axe murdering fucking
to start dating Kim.
Yeah, you should just move him into the Kardashian house. Yeah. I guess Kai's here.
That
would have
been a sick movie. They'd give him a BBL.
I'd like to see that. You know when you see a boy with real big hips and an ass? Yeah. You go,
absolute dump truck.
Yeah. Sometimes you see him walking about wearing different clothes to try and cover it.
You don't like a big ass bloke?
No, it's fine. It's just
a BAB.
It's just because they've not normalized that body type. I feel like there's a bunch of shame going around, but I'm like, I need to see it before I can stop staring at people like they're freaks. You know, I need to see a few more before I'm like, what's going on down there?
What you doing with all that cake? Yeah.
There's a reason like my 600-pound life is a big show.
Yeah.
It's because you watch it. It's a modern day freak show. That's sort of what the show is. It's really sad.
Yeah.
But
kind of funny sometimes as well.
Well, sometimes it is funny to be like, okay, there's one I watched, Thousand Pound Sisters.
Here we go.
Yeah.
And Thousand Pound Sisters.
I've seen that one.
That one's a good one. Tammy
Now, when they say sisters, do they mean black or is that a racial sister?
No,
or
they're,
they actually,
they're sister sisters.
They're 500-pound sisters.
Yeah. Well,
it's a predominantly the whites do dominate the 600-pound.
Yeah, that's true.
That's our gambit.
If you're black and 600 pounds, you're playing in the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. But, yeah, that's our one. We've got that.
Yeah. Yeah, Tammy once ate 32 like pre-made meals in a day, and that was like, it was like just real. You know, you're like on. Come on, Tammy, you can't hide it. They were pre-packaged. 32, Tammy. Oh my god!
Could have sworn we had 32 of these in the fridge.
Where do you even get the energy to peel back the film and read if it needs 2.5 or 4 minutes? Actually, she's probably getting more. Yeah, more. She was like basically bedbound towards the end there.
Yeah.
But she's good now. She's come good. I just finished season 4 last night, so
yeah,
it's fresh on the brain.
Oh man, so they've like beat the bulge.
She's married now.
Oh nice.
Was she trans? Or was one of them?
No, she's. Oh, what's the thing where you can be attracted to
pansexual?
Pansexual, yeah, she's pansexual. Yeah. Yeah.
What's that one again? Is that brains?
What's she attracted to? Fucking it's ready-made meals. Yeah. I'm gonna fuck this lasagna, dude.
Yeah, more of a microwave sexual than a pan. I can't see her heating.
Love
that
hearing
up.
That thing fucking jingle at the end of it.
I mean, she is living my dream because, like,
she's a saucepan sexual. What I heard.
You just want to pick one of those things. Like, you know, do I get the lasagna or the pasta? Like, if you're going to do a ready-made,
yeah,
you just get them all. Every flavor,
never
every fucking.
Choose.
I'm going to blow the fuck out like that when I'm older. I can't wait. I'm just going to eat and go crazy.
Really?
What are you going to go off on?
Yeah.
Everything.
What's your favorite? What's your choice? Because I feel like that's when you're old, you go and you just get your normal thing.
So I'd probably do it like carbicide style, like lasagna sandwiches and just like fucking like crazy shit. Heaps of butter and just fucking go off. I'd love it so much. Red Rooster.
Jesus.
Everything.
Oh, wow.
You could do that now if you got into weed.
I know, but I just can't.
You wouldn't even need to get into weed. You'll just eat anyway.
I know.
Just,
yeah. But then, like, the weed.
Every day is just a struggle for me not to.
The weed
to
will counterbalance the weight you put on.
You're fucking really lean into your 40s. Like, when you.
I'm not 40.
No, but, like, oh, that's what I'm saying. Start getting ahead of it now.
Yeah. Stacking it on your 40s. Yeah.
Yeah, because then they don't go, you really let yourself go. Yeah. Just like, you've all. Yeah, he just. Yeah, 20 years ago. Even it's just always like that.
When you're 40, you can turn it around, you know, and they'll be like, ah, good for him, midlife crisis.
You want to microdose this, you know? You
want to do
like a cheeseburger a day.
You get a good couple of years and then sort yourself out before you're 40, before the heart starts hardening up, you know?
Yeah, I'd like to go. It'd be good just to get like down to abs, which is like I haven't had since I was 14 or something, and then just go all the fucking the other way.
Yeah.
Just lose like.
Just say you're preparing for a roll or something.
Yeah. The whale sequel.
Several rolls.
A cheese and bacon rolls.
Cheese and bacon.
Dinner rolls.
I cut you off, but you said you had a hitchhiker story.
Oh, it wasn't a hitchhiker story, but I just thought about like, did that rule come up when you were a kid about you can't be in the front seat if you're under like a certain age?
With the
kind, like,
yeah,
I kind of remember
that's a real
that.
Thing.
But like my dad, to circumvent that, is he had like a Datsun Ute, so it would be me. So he would be in the front seat. There was only one passenger seat, and then behind the seats there was like a little space, and I'd lie down there, and then he'd stack some like pillows that he kept in the car on top of me. So if we got pulled over by the police, I'd just have to lie very still.
Yeah.
And that was like my story. And then I was like imagining if a hit, being like, well, if we did get a hitchhiker, that would be the fear that suddenly a child would pop up from behind and they would go into like fight or flight.
My immediate,
you're like a little raccoon that he fucking unleashes on him, like,
yeah,
just as they're trying to strangle the life out of him.
Holy
it
shit,
would
this
be bad if the pillow started moving. Yeah. You'd freak out.
This guy's taking a child across borders. Yeah. This is some serious stuff.
Yeah, why are you hiding her? She's white.
She keeps saying she's his daughter. It's like, yeah, nice try, pal.
Yeah.
Like, si, senora.
Let's throw the book at him.
All I'm thinking about is how fucking yellow these pillows would be.
Oh, yeah, they
a
were.
A man's pillow in a ute.
Well, they were also not, because most of the time if, like, I would be in the back, but the dog would also be, like, we would be sharing the space
there.
Get
the seatbelt.
So, yeah, we were just sort of, they were covered in dog hair as well.
Oh,
nice.
So I was just sort of like hiding underneath.
Yeah.
Underneath them. But also, like, nobody would have thought I was a girl.
Yeah.
As well, because like, I was often mistaken for a boy as a small child because I had a short haircut and I always wore denim shorts. And like a flanny.
Just like friend.
Yeah. I had gum boots and an Akubra.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That is sick.
Christ. Yeah.
It's a very distinctive look.
I remember going to the video store and the lady saying like at the end just being like she said, enjoy, sir. Like she thought I was a cute little country boy. And I was like, I'm a girl. And then, yeah, imagining her day, like because I would have also rented out country like documentaries on animals as well, being like how was no signs pointed to you being a girl in any way.
Did you ever watch like Farmer Wants a Wife when you were younger and just look at the fellas being like, we would fucking break you back home?
I think I was maybe a bit older and I knew it was glamorized, like there was a pearl farmer.
Yeah, right.
And I was like,
that's the other.
Yeah, none of these guys have shit under their
nails.
That
is something I was interested in. Did you know many rich farmers growing up? Because I didn't.
I did.
I thought they were all poor as shit.
Or
like the turf farmer kids, like the kids that would grow turf.
Yeah.
They were poor.
Yeah, they're asset rich, though.
Huh?
They're asset rich.
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, like, sell that land. You're a millionaire.
But I don't think anybody wants the land. I think that's the issue. I don't think anybody wants to go into buying a farm.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially a turf farm.
It's a fucking ordeal.
It's like a shit time. And I think the way it usually works, the business model is like you get money from the bank to invest in it, then you keep the profit, but you have to keep borrowing money from the bank every year.
Yeah, right.
So I guess that's why they got RM Williams, because like when it's the flush season, when they first get the cash, you buy the it's RMs.
Happy
and then,
days, yeah.
But I did know.
Then it's back to Bisley.
Payless shoes.
I did know a banana farmer and he would like, well, his wife would give me a hug and then give like in the hug, I'd get a $50 note.
Oh,
and that was like
yeah.
the most
shit.
Money
wow.
I'd ever get. But I only saw them like once a year as a child.
So. Yeah.
Family friends or?
Family.
Oh, they were actual family.
It was my uncle John who, and his, my granddad's sister's husband.
Yeah.
And Arnie Lou was, God, getting that crisp
fuck yeah.
50 was like.
I'm going down the shops. Yeah. I'm going to get so many ghost drops for this.
Because I didn't get pocket money as a kid. Did any of you get pocket money?
I had to clean horse stables and then I would get.
I had to do shit to get money and I'd get like $5.
Yeah, I got like fucking no money, but I always had to work for it. Clean horse stables or do chores or boring shit like that.
Yeah.
Mum said Mum would pay me 5 cents per item of ironing. Which
Jesus
is like
Christ.
The worst thing. Do you
that's
know how
lower
much
than
ironing
prison.
You have to do?
Yeah, you should make them fucking iPhones.
I think you get
for that.
Yeah, you get like a few dollars an hour in prison.
But I was a big, I love the tuck shop, so I was doing it. I get 70 cents, that's a jelly tip.
Everything used to be going down to the video store and buying like bags of lollies.
Yeah, I couldn't get to a store.
Yeah, sure.
I live too far away.
Yeah, same. I was out in the burbs. Yeah.
So we had one shop that was like within bike riding distance. It was about 6Ks. So you could do it in like, I don't know, 20 minutes on the bike. But it was like, it was shit. Like they had, it was like videos. It was like a seafood fucking, I guess a seafood
real
shop.
Mixed business vibe.
Yeah, but it was like, it was called the Ski Inn. But like, I remember once I rode my bike all the way down there with my mate Zeke and my brother, and they had like a prawn burger on the menu.
Fuck,
and I
was
like, I love prawns, but I only ate them like twice a year, like once at Christmas, and then maybe I'd run into a prawn occasionally.
Yeah, an inland seafood shop. Fuck yeah, this is gonna be good.
But I was like 14 and I didn't know.
Yeah,
but they've just been sitting in like some freezer prawn for infinity. No one would ever order a prawn burger in their right mind. But I did, and I think I made it like halfway home before I just spewed the fucking
Jesus.
The Ski-In, brother. Shout out to the Ski-In.
I've never even heard of a prawn burger
before. Neither had I. That's why it piqued my interest. I was like, what's this?
Well, it's like, yeah, like lobster rolls are pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, it'd be years before I even got one of them. But it was like the I don't know why I thought this would be.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd be getting a fucking lobster roll out Ebenezer.
Nah, you'd stay clear from seafood.
I didn't know that, but like it's like, yeah, obviously there's no fucking prawns here. Like prawns are like 4 hours away. Why would I eat them?
These things are yabbies at best.
We did have, my Uncle Peter's had every human job imaginable. But he worked on a prawn trawler for a bit, and that's where my aversion to prawns has come from. Because one Christmas, my mum, I think she was torturing me as a child, just giving me all the tasks she refused to do but wanted done.
Yep.
Yeah.
So she, one Christmas, made me shell 20 kilos of prawns.
Fucking hell, that's a lot of prawns.
And it was just like my skin was ripped up from their shells.
They're sharp too.
So sharp.
Yeah.
And then like being like, you didn't get the poop shoot out of that one. I mean, look. How dare you? I've literally spent 6 hours. I can't stand the smell of seafood anymore. And you're going to say I didn't get the poop shoot out? But then you would eat it? Like she would eat it if she was worried somebody would think she wasn't cool.
Yeah.
You know, she'd be like just a bit of protein or something. You know, like mums love to say that in the country.
Sure. Yeah.
Like if you get ants in the cordial.
Yep.
They just don't want to pick the ants out, so they tell you it's just a bit of protein.
I mean, the more I think about it, they're not doing much out there, are they, these mums? Because I was fucking doing all the chores as well. I was peeling prawns and, you know, scooping horse shit and all this sort of thing.
It's like living. The only reason you have kids out in the country, send them out to the fields.
Yeah, fucking sucked.
Now I'm thinking about it. My mum got into heebel carving, which is like aerated cement sort of, I guess.
Yeah, you're going to have to. I have no idea what you're talking about.
One of the family friends was like Chinese and he carved sort of like
I love Chinese. That out in the country. Well, if he can do it.
Yeah. Genuinely carving sort of like Asian women doing this with French panties in their ears, just copying his designs directly and selling them at the markets. So I was doing the housework and then mum was carving Hebel, doing a creative side project outside.
That's sick. Just blatantly ripping it like at the same markets he was selling them at?
Different. He went to the good markets. Mum was doing
right.
You got to start out in the lower leagues and work your up to the Premier League.
Undercut him too, setting up a stall next to him. Wonder where he got that idea.
Yeah.
She didn't. Luckily, she didn't do the Chinese characters in because he would do little ones for the house because he was really into feng shui. And mum was for a bit too, but I think then she gave up on our rooms.
Fucked it off.
Yeah. She was like, well, you guys aren't going to have your rooms feng shui and that's going to do the whole balance off, so I'm just not going to believe in it now.
Yeah, it's all or nothing.
She gave up on that.
You're not going to rake the clothes around your fucking room. Yeah, that's funny. I only saw like the only Asian family I saw were in the Chinese shop growing up. This is leads me to our next question. Takeaway when you're a kid, what are the options?
Well, we did live kind of a bit away from any takeaway, but we did have – if it was during the daytime and we were lucky, like it was a Sunday or something and mum was being kind, we get a Chico roll. from the corner store that was sort of like, it wasn't on the corner, you know, it was a bit away. But it was the closest sort of place.
Yeah.
And then if not, it would be Chinese or
the
rusty banana.
The rusty banana. What's the cuisine?
Fish and chips.
Obviously.
Yeah, such an unappetizing name for a restaurant.
I mean, everything sucks about it.
Yeah, rusty banana.
We had the exact same takeaway. Was such a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Because I had to go in and get it, but it was either Chinese or fish and chips, Windsor Seafoods.
Yeah.
Or Chinese. That was it. Well, they dominate in small towns.
Yeah, well, because I think they're the ones you pick up on the way in, or you get to go for a drive with dad.
Yeah.
The fish and chips we could call to pick it up.
Yeah.
Because they weren't too far away. But, like, you couldn't get pizza delivered to me. Like, there was no food delivery coming out.
I didn't eat Thai food till I was 24. Like, I never got near it. Yeah. Until I got into the city and stuff.
Dumplings were deep fried ducklings. Until I moved to London. So, very similar. Yeah.
I love it.
Just spitting out a tray of dump. They're what?
No idea. But you, because you, are you both city then?
I'm like grew up around here.
How often were you getting takeaways, kids?
Rarely. Very rarely.
Okay, maybe once a week. But that'd be like mum just couldn't be asked.
My dad didn't make like fish and chips and shit like that though, you know? So we'd have like takeaway style food, but he would make it.
At home.
Like on a Friday, yeah, like steak sandwiches and shit like that.
We used to have like a big pot of, I guess, what they gruel. Call it?
Gruel. Oats. No,
I think they used to call it lard, but it was just fat. Yeah. They would like cut it and then make their own chips. Yeah. My dad would do that.
Yeah.
Occasionally I would get that.
That's what deep frying is.
Yeah.
Just lard.
And you just heat the oil up in it. Pot and then they're just
They save the oil afterwards?
Yeah.
You say you haven't chips for a few days. That's not bad.
No, they
fuck
would, like,
yeah, dad's melting down the lard.
Then put it back in the fridge and then use it again like later time.
Yeah, sick.
Just keep using it.
Yeah.
Then straight down the sink.
That's a problem for someone else.
Yeah.
Was your dad good at cooking the food?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
My dad was both my
parents were great cooks.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
You're a really good cook, which a lot of people
would I'm all right, but they were like, my dad apparently could cook one thing when my mum met him.
Yeah.
And I've spoken to him before about eating kangaroo, and he's like, nah, shit, it's like eating an old boot. And I'm like, how did you cook it? And he goes, on a shovel. Yeah, it might be.
Yeah.
Try it out of a pan, mate.
Yeah.
Beat it to death with a shovel.
Wait till it's black on a shovel and eat it and go, this is tough.
Yeah, wait till it stops moving. Fucking psycho.
Yeah. But I think when my mum met him, he could only cook lamb chops. That was it.
That's a good dish though.
He was just working out on sheep stations and shit or driving trucks, and he could cook one thing. Then he met my sweet Indian mother and introduced him to fucking paprika.
Wow, this stuff's all right.
Yeah.
What do you call that, doll?
I reckon there was a fair bit
doll,
of that going
I call
on.
It doll. You just had doll. Like,
love it.
That's what it was.
I mean, fuck, what an eye-opening experience for him. But my dad won't eat anything out of like, he only eats like five things. Steak, he'll eat chicken. He's funny. He's so funny about a fry-up, loves a fry-up. But you take him anywhere, he just won't. He's like, this is shit, fucking bird. Like,
yeah, what's up with dads? They just don't want to eat shit. Like, my old man is like, get that. He can't eat if there's a Parmesan cheese, like, on the table near him. Like,
yeah. Okay, that's funny. Because like he's like, I'm a man. I'm a man.
Get this fruit.
I've got a delicate stomach and I can't deal with the smell.
Exactly. Like,
get this fruity fucking cheese away from
fucking
me.
Fucking sook about it. Like, just, like, mum had to hide onions in the bolognese. Like,
yeah.
Don't tell your old man.
I really is like a kid about it.
Try yeah, he's like a fucking child.
No coloured vegetables.
Yeah.
Like, or he'll see them.
It's like only like in the last 5 years has he kind of like opened up his palate.
Yes.
Like, what is wrong with you, dude? Like, but country kid himself, you know.
Is the Parmesan on the table, is it the one in the green pack? Like, he can shut that lid.
No, well, mum liked to put a pop of spread on so she'd have, like, it'd be in a bowl. She would, she loved, like, just cook it. Like,
That's annoying, isn't it?
Because there's pretty much nothing you won't eat, huh?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, just eggs, just that's a consistency thing.
You don't like eggs?
Yeah, they're just, like, they always smell like farts and then it's, like, they're like...
I love eggs.
Anything that kind of jiggles.
Love fart spots. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Sucking them out yourself, man. You're a fart farmer.
It's a scandalous accusation.
But like, yeah, jelly and stuff, I don't really fuck with. Anything that kind of like just moves.
Yeah.
I won't really.
It's got that jiggle about it.
Yeah.
Hilarious. What about get it like out of here. Pork chop with the, you know, the fat sometimes on it when it gets that like char on the outside, but it's got a tiny, and then it's. It.
I will fuck with that.
Okay.
That sounds right, awesome. I want to eat that now.
That's delicious.
Really want that now.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, like
I
a
ate
tofu
a pork chop yesterday. I know I have a bit about it, but it was also definitely off. I ate it anyway.
But are you sure it's off? Because I have a thing about pork. Because granddad had pigs.
Some of them do smell quite bad, but yeah, this was off.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, it's great.
Yeah.
Because pigs have like pig pens have like a very specific smell to them, and some pork tastes good, and then other pork I can taste the smell of shit.
I think it's the I don't know about the shit, but some of them I've heard that it's between like a male or female pig that one of them has a really strong scent, a really porky scent.
Oh.
Shout outs to all the vegans listening.
Yeah. Or one of them, your missus.
Yeah.
It's a terrible episode for the vegans. It's not a bad episode for the Porky's fans. They're like, it's got to be coming up next. They've got to be talking about Porky's after this.
It's in the night for the Porky's.
They're going to talk about Porky's. They've mentioned pork like four times. Like someone's going to have to riff it up here. Maybe I'll watch that tonight. Maybe I'll
Porky's?
Yeah, I might check out Porky's. I mean, have you seen that, Danielle?
No, it was Porky's.
It was like an old college.
70s,
like,
yeah.
I think it was in 70s.
It might have even been one of the first, like.
I thought that was Meatballs was the first
that
one.
That might be, yeah, you're probably
It's
probably
a bit
right.
of a bro movie, isn't it? Like, yeah, dudes trying like, to get laid in college.
Yeah, it's like the original of that kind of, like, Animal House.
You know, we're trying
American
to drill holes in the female.
It's like,
Porky is in, like. It's not got to do with pigs.
Porky's is a strip club in the little town they live in. Okay. And they're always trying to get in. You know?
Yeah, but they're high schoolers. They can't get in.
Oh,
but what they will do is they will, hollow out a peephole into the women's locker room.
Yeah.
So they're always doing shit like that.
That would just not be worth any time.
You've never been a 15-year-old boy.
No, yeah.
Or a 40-year-old like carpenter I worked with who spent all of the morning trying to drill a hole in to see this woman shower.
That's a fetish, that one.
That's fucked.
Yeah, he was definitely a voyeur, but also
let's not yuck the guy's yuck.
This was closer to harassment.
We could publicly yuck that one.
What?
Yeah. Just because it's illegal, you can't do it?
Yeah.
If you go to the – I don't actually know what the name of the park is, but we stop there for a shit occasionally in the mornings. Me and you my and partner, every morning we go for a walk. And some days you get up earlier so you haven't
For a shit.
No, we don't go for the shit, but, you know, we go to the coffee shop, then we go for a walk. And sometimes it's moving and it happens to coincide with the park with the public toilet site. And the girl's side, beautiful, pristine. The boy's side, it does have holes drilled into the door that is, we think, for looking through.
But,
It's not for not looking through.
Yeah.
But I keep watch.
Yeah, it's for the eye below the belt, I believe.
Yeah. It's just that there is an eye going through it.
Yeah. I'd say an eye from the eastern region.
I knew you were going to say it.
Yeah. I'm a fan.
Are you still getting high and going to the aquarium?
I've been getting high a lot recently.
Yeah.
But I haven't gone to – I really want to go to the aquarium. Maybe I'll do that this weekend. I might do that. Are you free tomorrow or the next – I'm going to go this weekend.
You know, you should –
with or without you.
Yeah, right.
I was going to go sit in a park tomorrow and get high, but I was like, go to the aquarium.
No fish there.
Honestly, do the aquarium because you can hit Madame Tussauds up as well.
Oh, yeah.
You want to get the double. It's awesome.
That would be good. Yeah, I've been enjoying it recently. You know when you move into a different
– Yeah.
And what did I do the other day? I had a really nice – I was just doing a DIY. I was just really taking my time enjoying the process.
Aww.
I was like, oh, yeah, that looks so good. That white paint, ooh.
Are you still making up stories for the fish, or that was just the thing you did when you were a kid?
Oh, no, I really enjoy doing that still. That's real fun to do.
Yeah.
But I
it did sound like
animal.
A fun idea.
I watched Puff the Fish. That's what I did recently. You know that documentary on Netflix about that?
No.
It's a little puffer fish goes on a journey.
Fuck yeah.
And that's
like
good.
A real life Finding Nemo.
Yeah. I think they've got a few different puffer fish they follow, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think they're just doing it to facilitate
it's a Milo
a
and Otis kind of
I liked
bullshit.
It when those David yeah. Attenborough documentaries come out and there was a big controversy because they found out that this eagle that they had strapped a camera to so it could fly around, someone they were like, turns out this eagle is like a pet. It's a trained eagle. It's like, yeah, man.
Yeah.
How the fuck do you think they got a camera on it, then got it back?
Yeah.
So what do you think they're catching a bird and just trying to re-catch an eagle to get their camera back so they can get the footage?
Why are you hung up on this?
Yeah. Like,
it's like, yeah. What if the end was they just shot dead an eagle to get the footage?
We need that SD card.
Yeah. Amber is just like, get me my rifle. Lining it up.
It's so crazy. It's like, how did you think this took place?
Yeah.
This filming.
Yeah.
We put a fucking...
Now watch as I ice this fool.
This guy's going to get murked if he doesn't come back even from me doing this.
Just Attenborough being like, you know in fucking Boys in the Hood, like when the guy gets shot, he's like, break yourself, fool. Like Attenborough just saying, shoots a bald eagle down.
Yeah.
Which
break yourself, fool.
Does remind... I did want to ask you about this. Guns. Did you ever get your hot little hands on them when you were a chitlid?
I did.
Yeah, me too.
You would have loved it, huh?
I mean, I was like, because Granddad was, he was the picture, so I didn't, he wouldn't like let me use his guns. But then my friend at school, Tiffany, she was, she got into the sport of rifle shooting.
Sure.
And so we would go to Michael the Black Diamond. River rifle range. Yeah. Oh, that does remind, my mum's partner, Noel, he's gotten into, he got a gun for his like 20th work anniversary, like the so company sick. Bought him a gun.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He's gotten into doing his own bullets, like doing the different his own thing, bullets. Making his own bullets. And then we're on the iPad looking through and I was like, no, what's this photo of this cat? And he was like, it's pretty good. I'll take him to an office work, so I'll get it printed out real big. Then I take him down the rifle range. and then I get to shoot like the funny cat, but everybody else has just got like a target.
it's like fucking, you know, that episode of Atlanta when the guy takes a dog into the gun range and everyone's like, mate, that's not on. And everyone else is like shooting a Bin Laden and stuff and like terrorists. And everyone's like, mate, that's a bit off. You can't be. He's like, but where I'm from, dogs are scary. Yeah. Dogs are scary. I've never seen them.
Cats are feral.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
It's not my cat you're shooting.
Yeah, if you see a cat in the bush, technically you should kill that cat.
Yeah, you're doing a service.
Yeah. You're saving the natural flora and fauna by killing that cat.
Attenborough would. He'd ice that cat.
Yeah. You didn't have cane toads up down there.
No.
Oh, yeah, you can fuck them up.
Yeah.
I mean, some heinous crimes
have
been...
But it's like cunts would have like...
No one would judge you. I think my mum might be the only person in Queensland to judge being mean to cane toads.
Really?
Yeah, my friend in high school, he's like, he had like a reckless cousin that would come down from Queensland and he would always just tell you the gnarliest cane toad stories. And it's for a 15-year-old kid, I'm like, man, this is the coolest. You get to just whack them and like,
yeah. And they don't die.
No,
I boot the fuck out of these things. When I was living with Mitch, he used to be able to tell how pissed I was when I got home.
Well, how far you kick it?
Well, how much I'd chase him around.
Come here.
Just kicking divots in the grass because I'm pissed.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Duggan didn't get a root again.
You fucking boot them. Fuck some of them, like, because if you got them as they were hopping, bit of air on them, you get underneath
that
them.
Sound, that
yeah. Yeah. Oh, it was like a real hollow, like kicking a fucking bag around, you know?
Well, because, they are full of air.
But yeah.
If you run over them with the car, they spew their guts out and then
they
suck it back in. Ugh. And then they just hop off.
Yeah, they play dead. They pretend to be dead.
What?
Yeah. You can look
never
it up.
Never keep
they get
a Queenslander down, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Mum, we used to, on the way home from Scouts, Mum would be like, let's turn the high beams on. Coming back because nobody will be along the road back to the house and then we just, you'd see the cane toads on the middle of the road and then you just get them all on the way home and that. But it's more like a.
Yeah.
Yeah,
kind of
that's
a popping.
In the car, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. It's pretty sick. You're cheering along in the back.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, they're always like, they're coming down, they're going to make it all the way down here.
Yeah.
And then they never fucking did.
They might though. A friend yesterday about how I want to do Cane Toad merch and give all the profits to a Cane Toad fund. But I just, like, in my mind, picture it as like a family on the front line of like the border of wherever in New South Wales they've gotten to, just whacking them back as they get to the fence.
Call this one return serve.
Suck me off, you filthy fucker.
I remember a real early memory of like being a kid and my my dad's mates getting pissed and like, you got a golf club, just being out in the backyard, just fucking smashing them.
Yeah, fuck.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. I remember when I was like, I think 11, 12, my dad let me fire a gun for the first time. Him and his mates were like having a few beers, hanging out. I just held it. They gave me no, they put a balloon on a little tree like 6 meters away. No ear protection, nothing.
You fuck your shoulder up?
Big time. I went to fire, went bang. It just went like fucking all the way back. Hammered it into my own shoulder, just flew back, and they were just laughing. You know, like, you can't even fucking fire a gun. It's like, I'm fucking 12.
Yeah, he's 12 and we've given him no instructions.
Yeah, none. I think he said, hold it like this, and I was like, all right, and then just, yeah, fuck.
That's a fair bit bigger than you probably could hold it like that.
Yeah. If I was a dad, I'd be like, hold it like this. Just put the barrel in your mouth and fucking pull that trigger, son.
Bitches.
I've been drinking.
Yeah, he always just say crazy shit like that. Yeah, fuck.
What other crazy shit would he say? You should make a Twitter account.
I should. Yeah, I remember once we were driving somewhere and then it came over the...
you know that my dad wrote a porno? Yours would just be my dad watches pornos.
My dad watched a porno.
No, I remember once he was...
Jerry, get in here. It's getting good.
Someone has a great joke of that. Like when you're watching porn, like your parents catch you watching porn, the last thing you want to hear is move over something. I forget whose joke that was. It's really good. But the
it's disgusting. That's terrible behavior.
That's funny stuff. I remember once we were driving somewhere and it came over on the radio that like someone had killed themselves or whatever. And then he goes... You know, they say it's a coward's move. I think it takes a lot of balls to kill yourself. It's like, what are you trying to egg me on? It's like, oh, yeah, this is impressive. It's a crazy psycho. One of one.
Shout out. If you were thinking about doing it.
Yeah, why the fuck would you say
that? Me and your mother, we have plans for that room.
You didn't go too well in that swimming carnival, huh?
Do you know they don't report a lot of suicides?
Yeah, because it kind of glamorizes it.
But
especially if you jump in front of the train, they never report it. Because I've been on trains.
Are you just trying to stop me so that it doesn't fuck up with your train journey?
I've been on trains where people jumped in front of it and then it never makes the news because people will go, fuck yeah, I'll do that.
And they also never name them.
They never name them, yeah.
Because people will be like, fuck, my name's going to ring out.
Yeah.
I'm going to fuck everyone's day up.
Sure.
Mm. They'll remember me. They'll know my name. So they don't do it. They're just like, yes. Track work, dickhead.
Gotcha.
Scraping your brain off the tracks, remember?
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
I was in Melbourne a little while ago and this guy was screaming from the top of a building like he was going to jump off and the fire brigade were there and stuff. And he was like screaming and everybody was trying to like ignore it because everybody was being like, don't look, don't look, don't look and stuff. But then like he was screaming about how he's invisible. And so that's even worse in my mind to be like, don't look, don't look. But then also if he did do it, because I don't know, I tried to Google after to be like, I hope he's all right, but I couldn't find anything. And then...
Was this in Sydney?
No, this was in Melbourne. I was down there and my friend had parked right in the bit that got blocked off and I was like, she's going to drive me to the airport. And I arrived and I was like, oh. And then the fireman was like... We'll get you out. And he was like the hottest man I've ever seen. And I was like, oh, that dude thinks this is about him and this movie's about this hot fireman. And then
that sucks when you see a hot fire and you're like, God damn, it is true. Yeah. Fuck.
Well, if you had fucking like,
why are there any fucking. Like it was nothing.
Why are there any fucking butcher's calendars? Well, I know the answer, but.
Too busy shamefully eating mince out the back. Raw.
Yeah.
Guys, I got a bit of an update on our precious Mug Off FC. If you don't know, Danielle, we sponsor a fourth division
football in Wales.
Yeah, Cardiff, Wales.
So yeah, that's what our Patreon money's going to. Yeah.
Well, I've read this update already, and fuck it, I think we've wasted our money.
No, nah, we're like Wrexham FC, you know. We're
They're on the come up. They are in a new division, so I'll just they sent this through and I wanted to read it out. G'day, gents. I just thought you'd give you a Mug Off FC update. We've hit a turbulent patch.
This sounds like infighting.
It's not good. You join the team as we get promoted from Div 4 to Div 3, but not on merit. The team that were meant to be promoted got permanently banned for fighting in their first week in Div 3. So we've been given their space, even though we finished third in Div 4. We are out of our depth. The team is in desperate need of a boost. We're not showing fractures. We've got full-blown fucking holes. First three games got tanked. We conceded 24 goals, only scored 7.
Is that a lot in soccer?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that might be. So what are you guys playing for, fucking American Samoa over here?
In one game, we played a team of mouthy teenagers who quite literally ran rings around us, and in a game of human top trumps, our only attribute was to beat them with our sheer body mass, so we were throwing our weight around like a fat girl at a buffet in the dark.
Okay. All right.
This is Wales. I'm just reading it out. It led to some pretty horrendous late tackles and the ref throwing a few boys in the bin. It was a low point for the team and resulted in our heaviest defeat to date, 10-2.
10-2.
That's rough. Our best player is getting sick of getting battered each week. I can sense he knows he's on board a sinking ship. So we've decided to bring in some fresh young blood. In the 2 weeks since we were having having a team nine out to try and galvanise the lads. Plus, I'm bringing enough coke for the lads to run through brick walls.
Okay. I don't think there's much to read that part.
Oh, sorry.
Someone is bringing a lot of... Yeah, someone might be doing drugs.
I mean, they're trying things out, all right?
It worked for Maradona. Why not?
It's not all doom and gloom. We've had our first draw of the season on Sunday, although we had a 4-0 lead and threw it away because all of us had been on a Bucks party the night before.
Nice.
Two of the boys had to leave at halftime due to spewing. So pretty annoying, but it's a sign of better days ahead. Yep. Plus, Mug Off FC. Mug Off FC are due to make their biggest signing since we signed Abed, who we poached from our frequent visits to the Great Masala Curry House. He's still our best player. And I've got a bit of announcement with that. I will be pulling on the jersey for Mug Off FC in two weeks. I'm flying to Cardiff, Wales. I know they're struggling in Div 3, but I think I can give them a bit of kick. And I'm going to pull it on. I've already booked my flight, sent it to Frankie, getting picked up at the airport.
Sick.
Pulling the jersey on 2 weeks.
Yeah. You've been practicing jiu-jitsu. You're ready. Yeah. You're ready.
I don't know if I'm ready to get bitten playing futsal, but... I'll do my best. So, yeah, hang tough, boys. I'll be there soon and we'll sort it out. It's going to be a good time. Do you have anything to plug, Danielle?
No, I think I'm good.
You good?
Yeah. I'm good.
What about this show you're in?
Yeah.
That last one aired, so in my mind now I'm like, well, that's done.
They can still watch it,
right? Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, it's online. Yeah, you can watch Gold Diggers on the ABC.
Beautiful. iView.
Who wrote that?
Jack Yabsley. He's a nice man. I was going to go credits, but I actually don't know. I think he used to be on – oh, actually, it was a really good show. Do you remember that show? I was a big fan of it growing up.
The Ferals?
No, fuck. It was the one about animals that was on Saturday.
The Ferals?
Yeah, that sounds like the Ferals. Are you thinking of Feral TV?
You're talking about the Ferals.
It's not
Darren the dog, yeah?
With Digliana the cat?
Not Creature Features, but the other one. Now I've fucked it. Oh, fucked it.
Why'd you put this pressure on it, man? You didn't even want to promote it.
People wrote too. I fucked it. I fucked the one credit that I remember. Well, Jack's great.
Yeah, Jack. Yeah, apparently. I don't know. It doesn't sound too good. Can't even remember his other show. But yeah,
he was on the Ferals.
He didn't write on that. He was a guy on that.
He was an EP for the Ferals. Check out the Ferals.
Totally Wild.
Totally Wild. Ranger Stacey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jack.
and Jack.
I think we know. Oh yeah,
I think a girl I did black comedy with was writing for it, Chantel.
Oh, I love Chantel.
Yeah, we did black
she's
comedy
great.
Together.
She's from Cairns, so
yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
I was
she's
in Cairns.
She's
2 weeks
a truck
ago.
Driver. It's awesome.
Yeah. Really?
Awesome as hell. Yeah.
Oh wow. Yeah. Cairns is fucking
real nice, huh?
It's crazy. It's beautiful.
Did you go to that wallaby farm?
No, it was funny. There were signs everywhere saying,
"Not a farm. It's
do not go in this water. There are crocodiles."
Yeah,
yeah.
That's, I thought it was funny.
That's every body of water, basically.
That dude I was staying with, Joe, he told me, he's like, don't maybe don't go in the water up there because there's crocs. And I was like, That's what do you mean? Maybe cunt. That's all I need. Like I'm going to get eaten for a fucking coming up here to do host an open mic.
Yeah, shout out to Joe, man. That guy rules, man. It was so cool.
Podcaster gets eaten alive by croc would be a great headline. this is an Onion article.
Do you have any plugs?
Nah, nothing to plug.
No, Dougie.
Excuse you at the Sydney Comedy Fringe Festival
on
the 28th. 29th and the 1st or something like that. 28th, 30th and 1st of September.
Go check that out.
1st of October.
Get your tickets now.
Yeah, just
to Google. Anyone who wants to come to this show, they get like their information weekly, but it's like getting like a toe sent to you by like someone who's kidnapped your wife. Like, it's like every week it's just like, okay, maybe it's the 29th. Like.
It's called Excuse You. Like you're going to have to buy the tickets online anyway. All the dates are there.
Yeah.
With Charlie McCann and Fran Middleton, the beautiful Fran Middleton.
Yeah. Also, if you like the show.
Also very funny.
Yeah.
Don't just come down for a look at Fran, you grubs.
Yeah. Or do, you know. That's your capo. You want
to come down for a squiz at McCann, but listen to
I won't be buying a ticket, Fran. But I will be drilling a hole in the storage container next to it to get a little peek. Porky style.
If you do like the show, follow the Mug Off Facebook group. We post all the clips that we view on there and a bunch of other stuff. Mug Off 69 on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all that good shit. And subscribe to the Patreon, the beautiful Patreon.
Yeah, get on board.
Where we do all our best work. And shout out to all the Patreons because they fucking pay for this show. We couldn't afford to do it without them. You're absolute kings. On and we love Patreons. You. Anything else to fucking... All right, sweet. Sign it off.
Thanks for coming in, Danielle.
No worries.
Appreciate you. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next week. Love you. Bye.
Mug off, baby.